On August 4th, 3 5,000-meter qualifying heats were run. Louis drew the third, deepest heat, facing Litinen. The top five in each heat would make the final. In the first, Lash ran third. In the second, Tom Deckard, the other American, failed to qualify. Louis slogged through heat three, feeling fat and leaden-legged. He barely caught fifth place at the line. He was, he wrote in his diary, tired as hell. He had 3 days to prepare for the final. While he was waiting, an envelope arrived from Pete. Inside were two playing cards, an ace and a joker. On the joker, Pete had written, "Which are you going to be? The joker, which is another word for horse's ass, or the tops, ace of spades, the best in the bunch, the highest in the deck? Take your choice." On the ace, he had written, "Let's see you storm through as the best in the deck. If the joker does not appeal to you, throw it away and keep this for good luck. Pete." On August 7th, Louis lay face down in the infield of the Olympic Stadium, readying himself for the 5,000-meter final. 100,000 spectators ringed the track. Louis was terrified. He pressed his face to the grass, inhaling deeply, trying to settle his quivering nerves. When the time came, he rose, walked to the starting line, bowed forward, and waited. His paper number, 751, flapped against his chest. At the sound of the gun, Louis's body, electric with nervous energy, wanted to bolt. But Louis made a conscious effort to relax, knowing how far he had to go. As the runners surged forward, he kept his stride short, letting the pace setters untangle. Lash emerged with the lead, a troika of Finns just behind him. Louis floated left and settled into the second tier of runners. The laps wound by. Lash kept leading, the Finns on his heels. Louis pushed along in the second group. He began breathing in a sickening odor. He looked around and realized that it was coming from a runner ahead of him, his hair a slick of reeking pomade. Feeling a swell of nausea, Louis slowed and slid out a bit, and the stench dissipated. Lash and the Finns were slipping out of reach, and Louis wanted to go with them, but his body felt sodden. As the clumps of men stretched and thinned into a long, broken thread, Louis sank through the field to 12th. Only 3 stragglers trailed him. Ahead, the Finns scuffed and sidled into Lash, roughing him up. Lash held his ground, but on the 8th lap, Salmonen cocked his elbow and rammed it into Lash's chest. Lash folded abruptly in evident pain. The Finns bounded away. They entered the 11th lap in a tight knot, looking to sweep the medals. Then, for an instant, they strayed too close to each other. Salmonen's leg clipped that of Höckert. As Höckert stumbled, Salmonen fell heavily to the track. He rose, dazed, and resumed running. His race, like Lash's, was lost. Louis saw none of it. He passed the deflated Lash, but it meant little to him. He was tired. The Finns were small and distant, much too far away to catch. He found himself thinking of Pete, and of something that he had said as they had sat on their bed years earlier. "A lifetime of glory is worth a moment of pain." Louis thought, "Let go."